Good morning, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Applied and Varian conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded today, May 4th, 2011. Today's call will include forward-looking statements, which are all statements other than those of historical fact, including those related to Applied's anticipated acquisition of Varian, the expected benefits of the transaction and its projected financial impact, Applied's strategic position and opportunities within the semiconductor and adjacent industries, and technology roadmaps and industry outlook. All forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those expressed or implied by such statements. Information concerning these risks and uncertainties are contained in today's press release and current reports on Form 8-K and the party's other filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Neither Applied nor Varian undertakes any obligation to update the information presented in this call. I will now turn the conference over to Mike Sullivan, Vice President of Investor Relations at Applied. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Christy. This morning at 3 a.m. Pacific Time, we issued a news release announcing a definitive merger agreement for Applied to acquire Varian Semiconductor Equipment Associates. The agreement has been approved by the boards of directors of both companies. Joining me on the call to discuss today's news are Mike Splinter, Applied's Chairman and CEO, George Davis, our Chief Financial Officer, Randhir Thakur, General Manager of the Silicon Systems Group, and Joe Sweeney, our General Counsel and Corporate Secretary. And with us here today from Varian are Gary Dickerson, Chief Executive Officer, and Bob Halliday, Varian's Chief Financial Officer. We'll begin today's call with comments from Mike, Gary, and George, and then we'll open the call to your questions. As a reminder, Applied will hold its fiscal Q2 earnings call on Tuesday, May 24th. On today's call, we are not going to be commenting on our business environment or our expectations for the quarter and the year. Thank you for helping us to keep the call focused on today's news. And I'd now like to turn the call over to Mike Splinter.
Thanks, Mike, and good morning to everyone on the call. I'm very pleased to be announcing Applied's agreement to acquire Varian. This is an exciting day for both companies, as this acquisition will bring together two of our industry's best companies, creating an organization with a powerful set of capabilities to support our customers. Today's deal represents the best and largest acquisition opportunity in the semiconductor equipment space, and we are delighted with the agreement we have reached. The merger of Applied and Varian is expected to provide attractive value to the shareholders of both companies. For Applied, this acquisition will extend our leadership in the wafer fab equipment market. Varian is the leader in the $1.5 billion ion implantation market with a wide range of products and services that complement Applied's existing portfolio. Ion implantation is an increasingly critical step in wafer processing, with the number of implant steps doubling from the 65-nanometer node to the 22-nanometer node. This combination comes at an important time for our companies and the industry. We are seeing acceleration in the pace of end product innovation, requiring chips that are more mobile, more connected, and more personalized. These global trends are driving our customers to find new solutions for higher performance chips to enable mobile devices with faster speeds and longer battery life. Keeping Moore's Law on track has become a multifaceted challenge, requiring new materials, new chip architectures, and new approaches to transistor formation. For our customers, the processes needed to create high-performance transistors are becoming increasingly complex and interrelated. Varian adds a critical component, providing our customers with a full product portfolio for transistor fabrication and material modification. By combining the strengths of Applied and Varian, our teams will work hand-in-hand with customers to optimize these critical process steps and create new products and applications to accelerate the industry's technology roadmap. Applied and Varian are organizations that share a focus on innovation, customer experience, and operational excellence. This gives me great confidence in our ability to effectively integrate our teams and operations. This acquisition supports Applied's strategic goals to extend our leadership position in wafer fab equipment through a combination of organic and inorganic growth. Varian's technology also has a number of potential applications in adjacent markets, including solar, display, and LED. Applied's industry leadership and global presence can help accelerate the growth of these emerging products. We have great respect for what the Varian team has accomplished. This is an organization that is admired by its customers, competitors, and peers for providing product leadership and outstanding customer experience. Varian will become a business unit of Applied Silicon Systems Group and continue to operate from Gloucester, Massachusetts. We are pleased that Bob Halliday will lead the Varian unit, reporting to Randhir Thakur upon closing. Gary Dickerson will remain very involved in the business during the transition period and continue to be a close advisor to me. It's really been a pleasure working with Gary and Bob in completing this agreement, and we're looking forward to welcoming and working with them and the entire Varian management, as well as all the employees and the entire Varian team. Now let me turn the call over to Varian's Chief Executive Officer, Gary Dickerson. Gary?
Thanks, Mike. I'm pleased to be joining you today to discuss our announcement and express my support for the agreement. I believe the combination of Applied and Varian is a strong step forward for our industry. Together, we will bring more creativity and resources to bear to serve our customers more effectively and efficiently. As Mike described, the challenges of new transistor structures have required dramatic innovations, and Varian has been at the forefront of these changes. Varian has focused on solving device scaling challenges, including junction leakage, contact resistance, and other high-value customer problems. We have built an industry-leading product portfolio and a strong culture of helping our customers to meet their challenges with the help of our products and our people. I am excited about the new opportunity we have to work together to help our customers in a more comprehensive way. In addition to our semiconductor business, Varian has identified opportunities that leverage our precision materials modification technology to solve high-value problems in new markets. These investments have created significant momentum for us. Applied's proven capability to extend its technology to adjacent markets like display and solar can help unlock the tremendous potential of ion implantation in these markets. I am very proud of our team and what we have accomplished in recent years. We have been able to drive market leadership in our semiconductor business and create significant growth opportunities in new markets. Accelerating the Varian vision in this combination with Applied Materials will create many opportunities for our employees and provide better solutions for our customers. Varian and Applied have strong cultures of innovation, and our team looks forward to supporting the integration plan and building a bright future for our customers, shareholders, and employees. With that, I will turn the call over to George Davis, Chief Financial Officer of Applied.
Thank you, Gary, and good morning to everyone. I would like to add my welcome to Varian's employees worldwide. Under the terms of the agreement, we expect to acquire Varian for $63 per share in cash for a net consideration of approximately $4.3 billion on a fully diluted basis and based on the cash balance of Varian at quarter end. Acquiring Varian will expand our addressable market by $1.5 billion in an increasingly critical segment of the WFE market. Varian has a history of strong execution and excellent financial performance. As with prior acquisitions, we expect a combination with Varian to provide attractive returns for Applied shareholders. We know Varian and its customers very well and are confident in our ability to achieve the strategic benefits and targeted financial synergies. We expect to achieve synergies by leveraging Applied's global supply chain, consolidating facilities located outside of Gloucester, as well as reducing certain public company and other costs. By the end of the second quarter, excuse me, by the end of the second year following close, we expect cost savings annually of approximately $50 million-$60 million. Based on consensus estimates, the transaction is expected to be more than 8% accretive in the first full year on a non-GAAP basis and GAAP accretive in the third. The merger agreement is not subject to a financing condition. Applied and Varian combined had more than $4.6 billion of cash and investments in our most recently reported quarters. Applied has secured a $2 billion bridge loan facility to assure funding is available at close, which we plan to replace with long-term debt. We also expect to replace our existing $1 billion credit facility with a new four-year, $1.5 billion credit facility that will support low-cost, short-term borrowing. We remain committed to a strong investment-grade capital structure. Varian is a world-class company in all respects and will be a wonderful addition to Applied. Together, we expect to create more innovative solutions for our customers, more opportunities for employees, and more value for our shareholders. Before we open up the call for questions, I also want to add that I have known and respected Bob Halliday for many years in his capacity as CFO at Varian. I am delighted to have him join our team and for the opportunity to work more closely together. Now, Mike, let's open the call up for questions.
Thanks, George. We'll now begin the Q&A portion of the meeting. As a reminder, we'll only be addressing questions related to today's news. To help us reach as many of you as we can, please ask just one question and no more than one brief follow-up. Christy, let's begin.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before asking a question. Please remember to move away any electronic devices such as cell phones, BlackBerrys, or laptops from your telephone at this time to prevent interference. Your first question comes from the line of CJ Muse of Barclays Capital.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations on the transaction. I guess first question, you talked about the implant business residing in the silicon division. I'm curious, as you look at the growth outlook for Varian's emerging solar business as well as kind of nascent offering in LED, whether that will continue to reside there or whether you would look to put that in your EES division.
Right now, we're going to keep the idea at this point is to keep the organization together because it's very focused on the equipment and those applications. Obviously, any revenue in that area would be reported in the segments. We have a long period of time to go through analyzing the organization and understanding how to best structure it. We'll talk about that at a later time.
Okay. I guess in terms of the implications for your existing plasma doping tool, the P3i, what are your thoughts there?
I think right now those products, both Plasma and P3i, are really at different customers and different parts of the market. We see them quite complementary. That's our view. I think that as it works out, that's quite beneficial in this merger.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, CJ.
Your next question comes from the line of Satya Kumar of Credit Suisse.
Yeah, hi, thanks, and congratulations on the acquisition. Good to see that Bob and Gary will be around as well. Question on.
I agree.
Question on how your views have changed on the implant industry compared to 5 years ago when you exited that, when you were less bullish, but now you're a lot more bullish on implant prospects. Specifically, if you could talk about what the transition to 3D transistors means for the implant opportunity, it would be great.
Maybe I can get both Gary and Randhir to help me with the answer to this question. I'd just say that with the complexity of the integrated circuit process, the simple thing is that the number of implants has doubled in the last couple of nodes, which is a significant development. The applicability beyond just the semiconductor market. Gary, you want to
Tom?
Regarding future device technologies, I think there are tremendous opportunities for implant to enable those future architectures, both in memory and logic. And I think the combination with Applied, with the implant materials modification applications increasing for these future technology nodes, combined with Epi and annealing technology, really creates a tremendous technology synergy and opportunity for the company.
Okay, and a quick follow-up. I was wondering if you could comment on if there were other bidders on this transaction for Varian, and what your expectations are in terms of the timing of clearing regulatory requirements and what your expectations are on that.
Well, maybe we can start with Bob. I think there were three questions in there, Satya, as a follow-up. But Bob, you want to comment on any other bidders? And
I'll cover regulatory.
And then George can cover the regulatory.
Well, the lawyers have scared the hell out of me on this one, so I want to thank you for imprisoning me. We had a detailed strategic discussions with Applied Materials during the last period. So in the end, our board felt this was a compelling opportunity with Applied Materials, so we went forward with Applied.
On the regulatory front, we believe there will be reviews required, obviously in the U.S., but also in China, Taiwan, Israel, Germany, and Korea. The schedule that they operate on pretty much runs simultaneously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Satya.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Covello of Goldman Sachs.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the question, and congratulations on what I think is an absolutely terrific deal. I guess the question I had is I know that materials have been in discussions going as far back as 7, 8, 10 years, and I know the transaction came a couple times over the last decade. Kind of put it over the edge, and allow the deal that I think a lot of folks for a long time to finally happen. Thank you.
Yeah, Jim, you were breaking up, but I think the essence of the question was this time, what really got the deal done? And I would say that really it was the management of both companies working with Bob and Gary to really find a way to get through all the issues that you have to get through in making a combination like this. As I said, it was really a pleasure working through all of these items, and I think we built up an awful lot of trust between us in accomplishing that. And I'd let George, you want to comment?
Sure. Jim, I think, as you look at what makes things work in an acquisition, when strategies of two companies come together the way they have, both in terms of trying to solve these critical problems for our semiconductor customers, but also as you look at entering new markets, this has been a real focus for us over the past several years, an increasing focus for the team at Varian. And I just think that the amount of alignment and the cultural fit has always been great. We feel really good about coming together as a team. But the strategic alignment, I feel like when you read the transcripts from the Varian call, it could be our strategy statement. So it's... I think that's a real positive factor. I don't know, Gary, what do you
think? No, I think there's a tremendous alignment in terms of strategy and vision between the two companies. When I look at Varian's technologies relating to device scaling, I think there are tremendous synergies. And as you look at our focus in new markets and solar, LED, flat panel, there's tremendous overlap in terms of strategy and vision with Applied Materials. So I look at this as an opportunity for Varian's customers and employees to accelerate the vision because there's such a tremendous overlap.
Yeah, now that's all incredibly helpful. Thank you. Is it fair to say that, relative to, again, 5 or 10 years ago when this came close, the crystal and solar synergy seemed like that maybe that's one of the things that really pushed this over the top. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think, as we looked at it, we wanted to stay focused on the semiconductor business first and foremost for us. This is a big expansion of our TAM in semiconductors. And then the alignment of the strategy also was the other very, very important factor here.
Great. Well, congratulations again. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thanks, Jim.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephen Chin of UBS.
Hi, Mike and Gary. Mike, congrats on the deal, too. Mike, I was just wondering if you might be able to elaborate a little bit more on what you think Marion was doing in LED and whether or not you think this will contribute to Applied's development of the current MOCVD tool or is Marion's LED solution, you know, slightly different outside of MOCVD?
Well, I think I'll let Gary talk about what Varian is doing in LED. So, Gary, you want to comment?
Yeah, I think LED, there are tremendous opportunities for implant technology in many different applications. We haven't been specific on that because it's early, and just from a competitive standpoint, we don't want to talk about it. I do think there are tremendous synergies in this huge market opportunity, but again, we haven't been specific on what those opportunities are.
Our teams will be, at the appropriate time getting together and really looking at, again, what are the applications here, how do we improve the brightness and the interactions and interrelations of those processes. So it's one of those areas that, again, we're excited to have opportunity in.
And then maybe just a follow-up question for George. George, as you looked at Varian's semiconductor equipment business, did you get the sense this can fit Applied segment operating margin for the Silicon Group? I think, you know, the Silicon Group's been around 38% operating margin recently.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to talk to the specifics of a margin that Varian doesn't disclose, but I can tell you that everything that we've seen, and we've known this for a long time, is this is an incredibly well-run company focused on generating profits and generating the kind of gross margin that can fund research that gives them the ability to go to these new markets and still be an industry leader. So I feel very good about the financial profile of this company. It'll fit in very nicely.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Stephen.
Your next question comes from the line of Patrick Ho of Stifel Nicolaus.
Shalana, and also my congrats to all of you guys for what I think is a great deal. Maybe this is a question specifically for Gary. You guys have done a really good job, obviously, of gaining traction for your emerging solar business. And do you believe that this deal with Applied allows you to accelerate it further given the scale that Applied has and also the resources that it has?
Oh, there's no question. There's absolutely no question. Again, we're seeing significant early traction in that market, but Applied is already at all of these different solar customers. They have an infrastructure in place. So I think that's one of the real beauties of this combination is accelerating that vision.
Great. And maybe a quick question for George in terms of, the financing for this deal. I know you mentioned in the press release and your prepared remarks about maintaining, the strong capital structure. Does this change any of your thoughts on the buybacks, given that you have to finance this deal with a combination of several things?
Yeah, I think what we'll do is our top priority is still going to be maintaining a balance sheet that allows us to execute on our business plan. We'll maintain a strong balance sheet. That says that as part of this structure, we're probably going to have long-term debt and short-term debt, and our focus really over the next 12 to 18 months will be to pay down the short-term debt and build back up our capacity. So the key thing on the financing, though, is there's no financing condition, and we have fully committed funding going into the deal, so we feel very good about that.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys, and congrats.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Krish Sankar of Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Good morning. This is Paul Thomas for Krish Sankar. Congratulations on the deal also, and thanks for taking my questions. I was wondering if you could say a little more about the $63 price and how you got that valuation and sort of what financial criteria you were considering.
Yeah, the $63, every deal that we do is based on a fundamental valuation. And as you look at the strong financial model that that Varian has achieved, you can get very comfortable with coming to the price that we came to. If you just look at market multiples, if you look out over say the last
30 days. This is a premium of about 38%. If you look at the PE that this is being acquired at, this is really at the undisturbed levels of the PEs at the end of the last upturn in the cycle. So by almost any standard, whether you we base our valuation on the fundamental valuation, if you do it just based on market comparables, it also pencils out. So this is one of the reasons why we said on earlier calls, this is a time when deals can get done because all the pieces, the fundamental piece ties out and also the market piece ties out, and I think that's reflected in this deal.
Okay, then maybe as a quick follow-up, I know this was asked a little bit earlier about the timing of the deal, so maybe with respect to your commentary on multiples, was there any consideration to sort of waiting until the cycle had rolled over a little bit, or was there any thought to that?
No, we think this is an attractive time to be buying. You know, the semiconductor stocks or semiconductor equipment stocks are trading at about 10 times earnings right now. If you go back to the end of 07, the last time, if you're just worried about the cycle, they were trading at 18 times. All in, we're saying this is about a 16 times deal. So the timing is actually good. I know it's counterintuitive, but it's actually good timing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Mahesh Sanganaria of RBC Capital Markets.
Yes, thank you very much, and congratulations from my side, too. Hey, George, quick question. If you can provide some more details into the savings you talked about in $50 to $60 million, is it mostly coming from the big chunk coming from SG&A?
You've got a combination of both COGS related. We have a very strong and established global supply chain that we think there's going to be value that comes out of leveraging that as well. Obviously, there'll be opportunities on the SG&A front as well. So maybe two-thirds, one-third in the near term. But I think in the long term, it's really the leveraging the infrastructure that's going to make that's going to create the most synergy value. And we'll have a chance. You know, we're going to work very closely with the Varian management team on the integration plan between signing and close, and then we'll be able to talk more specifically at that time.
And just a quick follow up on your assumption of 8% accretive. What does it assume on the revenue side? Is that assume your expectation of CapEx growing 15% to 20% this year?
No, this isn't a new forecast. This is based on street consensus for both companies, and the pairing of those two companies based on consensus gets you that picture. That's where those numbers came from.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Edwin Mok of Needham.
Thanks for taking my question. First question is, based on your commentary, suggest that Gary might be leaving or not going to be leading the team. Can I ask why that's the case?
Well, let me just comment. I'll let Gary comment. Right now, Gary signed up through 6 months after the deal closes. We're hopeful that we convince him that a long-term position in senior management at Applied is the right thing to do, but we haven't quite finished that discussion yet. Gary?
Well, I think, Mike, I don't really have anything to add, Mike, to that.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. And I guess, Mike, a kind of longer-term question. You know, Applied has been successful over the last few years in acquiring a few companies in Seoul as well as Semi2 and now Varian Semi. Is that one of kind of your strategy going over long term is to be a little bit more acquisitive, and especially given the cash flow that companies will generate? And do you see doing more acquisition outside or inside the semi equipment space?
Well, I would say first of all, from a strategic standpoint, we said last year that we want to continue to invest aggressively inside the company to grow. We'll do $1.2 billion in R&D spending this year to continue to focus on growing products internally, but also in part because of our success, but in part because We think that there's real opportunities out there to help grow the company inorganically. And so it's, I think we've been successful both in solar acquisitions and semiconductor acquisitions, and we think that should be part of our overall basket of capabilities that we have, and one that I can say really every major segment inside of Applied thinks about that as part of their developing strategy and either expanding their TAM or entering into new markets. So I guess the real easy answer to your question is yes.
Great. And did you have a follow-up? Or?
Yeah, I think that was my follow-up. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Christy?
Your next question comes from the line of Weston Twigg of Pacific Crest Securities.
Hi. Thanks, guys. Congratulations. Just wondering real quickly if you can maybe give us an idea if there's any opportunity to maybe accelerate the adoption of implant to improve other process steps like etch or litho, given your ability to cycle wafers through the Maydan Center.
Well, this is one of the things that we're really excited about, and we think that there's opportunity to look at these interactions and solve problems for customers. So maybe Randhir or Gary, we can comment.
Absolutely. I think the key is for us to be able to accelerate the cycles of learning. As you know, in the front end for the transistor with new 3D architecture changes, the key for our customers is really how do they accelerate the learning cycles. And why we are so excited about it is because the amount of optimization needed for new devices, bringing in high-k metal gate, double patterning activities that are going on in our current circuits at 20 and sub-20 nanometer development areas, this is the key. And what we will see is going from 65 to 22 nanometer, number of implant steps doubled. And we'll continue to see further enhancement of implants in the integrated circuits. And that's why we're very excited about it.
Yeah, the other thing I would add is that when you talk about adjacent process steps, litho, or you know other applications, one of the things that is difficult for us are these learning cycles. If we're shipping wafers off to customers and doing design of experiments, many times it'll take us a month or more to go through these learning cycles. Applied, certainly, with the infrastructure that's in place, you can accelerate that learning dramatically. And especially when you're talking about these future very complex processes, accelerating these learning cycles has tremendous value. So I absolutely believe this will be a huge value in the combination.
Okay, so in other words, can I assume that AMAT can potentially accelerate the expansion of the implant market? So growing TAM a little bit faster than maybe would have happened before?
I believe so.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thanks, Weston.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Bachman of Auriga.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations, gentlemen, on the acquisition. Bob, I got a question for you. You've been known as one of the most frugal CFOs in this business. How easy is it going to be able to squeeze that $50 to $60 million out of this?
Well, I think we have a lot of opportunities, particularly in the supply chain. I mean, if you look at our product costs, it's about 88% materials. We've started to do some sourcing over in Asia. I think Applied has done a lot of great work over there in Singapore and throughout Asia. So there's a lot of leverage on that. Secondly, if you look at our new solar tool, put a new end station on that, and we're just at early volumes. So the end station is probably 50% of the product cost there, and we can really rapidly accelerate the cost reduction there. So I think there's a lot of savings, particularly on the product side.
Okay, so it'll be largely on the sourcing side and not so much on the expense side of the business?
Well, you're going to have some savings. I mean, you know, all the corporate company expenses you'll save money on, but we don't have a detailed integration plan yet. I'm just pretty optimistic on the product side.
No, I agree. I think it's really for the long term, it's going to be. I think it's going to be the supply chain that's going to be very powerful. Both.
Okay. And then just lastly, nobody's asked about this, but any regulatory issues, largest company in the space buying the leader in a single segment out here, are you worried about any regulatory issues with Hart-Scott-Rodino or anything like that?
We think the products are very, very complementary. So we're hopeful that this moves through regulatory review very, very quickly, and we can close the agreement as soon as possible. Obviously, there's some time. They have to do their diligence on this agreement. It is a big agreement. So, Joe. Or, yeah.
Excellent. Great. Well done. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mehdi Hosseini of Susquehanna International.
Thanks for taking my question. One question for Mike and one for George. Mike, when I look at what you're offering, it's pretty much a 10-year high share price for Varian, and it's debatable as to what the growth of the semi-cap industry is going to be, but I'm assuming that you're making an assumption that non-semi-cap part of a Varian semi-offering is going to be very significant, maybe $300-400 million in business opportunity. So can you give me confidence? Can you give me some color at what gives the confidence? And I have a follow-up question for George.
Well, first of all, I'd say Varian is at all-time record revenues and profits, so it's not surprising that stock price is also in the highest part of where it's been. So I think their current business and the outlook for growth in their business and the combination, the growth that we're going to achieve with the combination clearly justifies putting this deal together now and putting it together at this price.
No, I would add, too, that let me just add something to Mike's comments. Varian has, over the past few years, fully established themselves not only as a strong financial execution team, but the position that they have in the overall implant market means that even though you're coming in at a time, as you describe it, where their stock price reflects their performance, the risk associated with that, with a strong industry leader, with an outstanding, everybody we've met in the management team at Varian is quite impressive. This is a group that knows how to work. We're very confident going into this.
Sure. Just as a follow-up, I agree that they have one of the best management team and record revenue, but what does it say about future? And I'm still not sure if what gives the confidence that those adjacent markets are going to materialize. And George, what is the estimated time of the closure for this? I think you mentioned that, if you could say it again.
Well, we haven't forecasted. Obviously, the earliest would be about 45 days based on a first look. We'll have to see how that plays out. And so we're certainly very hopeful by the end of the calendar year.
Great. Many thanks. And Chrissy, we have time for one more question, please.
Your final question comes from the line of Asif Malik of Morgan Stanley.
Hi, thank you and congratulations to both the teams on a deal that makes a lot of sense. A question on TAM, the net TAM incremental improvement from in the crystalline silicon market. You said $1.5 billion is for the implant market for semiconductors. Can you comment on what is the net TAM improvement for the crystalline silicon market, and then I have a follow-up.
Well, I think Varian has made the estimates on what the TAM growth would be for their products. So, Gary, you want to?
Yeah, in the longer term, we think that the opportunity in solar is in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
In terms of the WFE TAM, the 1.5 includes both products and service. So you're probably used to seeing something that looks more like $1.1 billion if you're just focused on products. Bob, is that about right?
Yeah, this year we think the TAM and equipment is close to like 1.3. It's a little both close to that. And then the industry has got about $450 million in services and parts. We alone have about $260, $70 million in that stuff.
Great. And follow-up for George. George, Varian have a significant business in services because of the install base, and the margin profile on the service and parts is also quite good given what Varian has reported. So the question, I mean, how does Varian impact the initiatives that Applied is pursuing this year in improving the services operating margins and also longer term?
Now, we're very aware of their services business. We think that's a very attractive part of this combination. And we're familiar with the implant service market from our history in that business. So we're looking forward to having that element of the business as well. And it should be positive for our services group.
All right. Well, thanks, Atif. And we'd like to also thank everyone for joining us on the call this morning. A replay of the call will be available on our website beginning at 5:00 p.m. Pacific time today. We'd like to thank you for your continued interest in Applied Materials.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.